Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM, a completely serious show about video games that we have no fun about.
It's on the radio, too. Yep. Just so you didn't know.
Yeah.
Just, sorry, in case you didn't know.
In case you didn't know, we are a radio show, and you know what? I just finished uploading all of the episodes except for this one.
So if you missed an episode, you
since
can,
May.
Since May.
Woof.
That's not the worst. It could be like May of last year.
I admit my mistakes.
I'm gonna at leniency you. There you go. Beat more video games, though. No.
You're right. I should beat more video games and not upload podcast episodes.
True.
That's right, guys. We're available online, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, so you can download, I guess. Well, podcast it.
Anyway, when we're not here talking about video games, we're at home playing video games.
Usually. Or talking about them, or wishing we could play video games.
You know, or going out to look at video game prices to see what's dropped so we can afford them.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I tried to buy Spider-Man this weekend.
Yeah.
And I was done dirty by an electronics store that keeps all their displays out on the shelf, making it seem like I can buy them.
This is like the third time as well. So it's kind of, that's why, like, maybe after the first time, you know, you wouldn't be mad. But after, this has just happened more than once. So that's why it's
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
Touchy. Yeah, that's fine. But what game did you actually get? Because this is a game that I was like, oh, look, you might be interested.
Yeah. So PlayStation is currently in their summer game sales still. And Vampire?
I think, well, I don't know.
I think it doesn't really matter.
Vampire with a Y. How about that? And no E.
Was on sale for $20.
Canadian.
So I finally broke and downloaded it, because otherwise I was spending like $50 for downloads or a physical copy.
Yeah, which isn't, like, it is a quote-unquote, we'll say, AAA. I don't really believe that, because I don't know how AAA Life is Strange was. I feel it was sort of more weirdly indie, but...
Indie, but done by a big company.
Yeah, which is weird. Like,
a AA game, I guess you could call it.
Double A battery. To be honest, Life is Strange is great, except for the fact that the 14, 16, whatever year old girls are written by like 30-year-old men. So you can tell. Like, I'm just, I wish I liked that game, but I can't handle how poorly the characters are written. But anyway, Don't Nod Entertainment, who has done Vampire. They also did Remember Me, which, here's the thing. Remember Me was really bad. It looked cool and there were cool ideas, but it was really
not
bad.
Not executed very well.
Oh, it was just weird and bad. I didn't finish playing it. I got about halfway through. Yeah, and it was a game I got for free. It was a PlayStation Plus game. Like, I wouldn't have.
Oh, woof.
Yeah, it's one of those that I wouldn't have bothered spending money on, because it wasn't that great. Once again, things about it were kind of neat. But anyways, Vampire, though, is kind of neat. I like most of what this is.
So, that's what I spent all of my Sunday playing, because I didn't know what to expect other than it was about vampires and you got to be a vampire.
Yeah.
So,
well, we sort of knew that it was a vampire slash you're some kind of detective. Like, it's a detective-y vampire.
I wasn't expecting as much detective work with this one, to be
honest. I knew it was.
Okay, you know more about this than I did. So I went in kind of blind.
Somebody who actually, like, was a part of the, I think, the promotion team.
Cool. Yeah. I went in kind of blind. All I wanted was some goth vampire aesthetic and to have fun doing that.
Isn't that, but time period-wise, this is after gothic aesthetic, because this is, like, the...
This has been played around with
1920s-ish.
Yeah.
Like, 1910s.
It's around the time of the Spanish flu, just after the First World War.
Yeah.
So that's a really neat setting to play in, because everybody's still recovering from the war.
Everything, yeah.
And the Spanish flu, which has not been acknowledged too much by history.
As a thing that happened.
That wiped out a large population of people, not just in Britain or throughout the world, but in the States it was real bad, in Mexico it was really bad, and even here in Canada it kind of cut down a lot of people then too.
Yeah.
And it was no, it took down, the neat thing about this is your mm-hmm. history bite, is that it didn't affect the young and elderly as much. It took out a whole portion of the
middle-aged people. Yeah,
people our age.
Well, I guess just the working class, I guess, right? Which would have been not great at that time, when probably most of the working class were already not well because they had gone to war, right?
Yeah, and a large part of this was because health standards and the war just took out all the antiseptic, all the medical care, all that medical knowledge just was not concentrated on. And it plays into this video game very coolly, because you yourself thought that...
You're a doctor.
You're a doctor. You are a blood specialist.
But you're also a vampire.
You wake up as a vampire, and you don't know when you got changed, who changed you, and why this happened. All you know is that your dearly beloved sister was looking for you and certainly did find you.
Yeah, and now she's dead.
Yeah, because...
I don't feel that's a spoiler, because that happens within, like, the first minute of the game.
That is the first tutorial bite that you do.
It's true.
And this is a very cool thing, is that you get to play as either attacking everybody or sparing everybody. But if you spare everybody, you don't grow all that fast in your powers.
Yeah, you don't get as much blood XP or whatever.
So I am trying not to eat people in this playthrough at all, because I want to be a good vampire.
I love this.
The power of good.
Well, and here's the thing is... I do like this fact about all of the characters. There's a lot of different characters, and most, if not all, are interactable and have something to do with the game. Like, you can talk to a character, which will open up another dialogue for another character, for example.
It's very cool, and everybody has at least three things that you need to unlock for them in order to get their full story and to maintain the health of the area that you're currently in. And each different section has... health, essentially. So right now,
like,
I'm in a hospital that's healthy.
Of the district.
Healthy, dangerous, stable. It's you got to try and maintain all that.
And I was going to say, I do like the fact about having a bunch of characters, because you very easily are allowed to kill anybody. You're allowed to take over and do your vampire stuff, and which would help you out, but also possibly... and certain character interactions or certain paths in this game, which I really like that as a mechanic. Like, I like that morality. And I like the character, too, because Jonathan, he's nice, I love playing a character that's not mean. And he doesn't have the choice to be mean. You know, he doesn't have that aggressive. You get to choose the aggressive. You just have an option. And I like playing as a nice character, because it makes me feel bad. And if people are mean to me in the game, it's not because I was mean to them. It's just because they're mean in the game.
There is a very great point in his meanness, though. He himself was on the front lines of the French side of the World War.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a whole scene of him saving a life, then picking up a gun to go and end lives, which is totally against the Hippocratic Oath, so far as I understand it.
Yeah, well...
but he was also a soldier.
Yeah, I was like, that's a pretty big thing that probably people who are, like, doctors who do war, like, they have to be, right?
It gives you that opening there to know that, you know, he's capable of... turning to this darker side.
But he's also a vampire.
And you have the power to mesmerize people and lead them away from everyone else in order to
do
feed
stuff
from them.
I guess you can't. Maybe if you bite people in front of everybody, like, they'll know and then try to get
you can't
arouse suspicion.
And there's been a couple times where there's actually two characters who I wanted to, like, if I end you now, is this going to affect what happens? And then another part was like, yeah, but you're trying to be moral with this.
Yeah, but you're trying to be mean. But he's being mean to me.
This is
He said my hair looked weird.
This is a slumlord who takes advantage of people who don't know any better.
But if I kill him, I might not get that sweet story later.
This is a guy who picked a fight and murdered other people, and I could just easily lead him away. No, I guess I'll cure his headache and go back inside and figure out the rest of the story. I could eat him. He's worth a good chunk of XP, but I shouldn't.
Okay, as someone who hasn't actually played the game, I just want to comment, like, even though I haven't played it, I've watched you play But things that I dislike personally as someone who kind of wants to play the game and who's interested, it is a PC game. I will let you know that first and foremost.
So that means all of the writing is extra small.
Yes.
And if you don't have eyes like mine, which I don't need glasses yet, but I'm going to by the end of this playthrough.
Yeah. It's too bad because, once again, I like games like this. I like The Witcher 3. I love Dragon Age Inquisition. But I can tell that these games were made for a console, like not a console, a computer. Because of the way that they're formatted, because of the way that the text is so tiny. And then there's like a large amount of text as well. Like sometimes when you have to read like paragraphs about stuff, especially in something like Vampire or in Dragon Age Inquisition, you know, where they have just codexes of just stories and stuff. And if you are, you know, 5-10 feet away from the screen, you know, it's not easy to see versus if you were on a PC, you'd be, you know, maybe 2 feet away from your screen. Like you're pretty close usually.
The actual subtitles aren't all that bad.
No, you also have the option to make them bigger, which that's my favorite. I love it.
And to have them labeled in order to see who's talking. The skipping stuff does not go well with my wanting to read stuff because I read faster than people can talk.
Me too. I do that.
It will omit chunks of the reading dialogue if you try to skip through, which annoys me.
Yeah.
That's a bit of a kind of a nitpicky thing, but at the same time, not really.
Yeah.
I should be able to read.
Yeah. I think those are sort of the only things that I really don't like is that I notice that this is a PC game, but otherwise, and maybe the loading times between stuff is like, that's pretty bad.
That's a thing that I'm getting a little frustrated with. Not so much the loading time, so much as it's crashed on me multiple times.
Yeah, see, that's another indication that this is not it was made for a computer, which is, once again, it's fine. It's just frustrating when ports do this.
Yeah, but thankfully it autosaves quite frequently, so I have not lost a whole lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay. That's fine, I
guess.
Yes.
I think I'm pretty, like, I'm honestly, once I have time, I'm going to go and play it.
Good.
Because it looks cool. I kind of wish there was maybe a little more customization with Jonathan, like, that you could change his clothes or get him maybe a fancy hat or something.
I'm pretty sure we're still way at the very beginning, so I'm sure he's going to be able to get more clothing or at least more different stories.
Well, there's definitely more story for sure. I don't know if there's actually that, but I think it's interesting. I don't hate it by any means.
I'm having a lot of fun. Despite all these little flaws, I'm actually enjoying a lot of what I'm doing.
I like detective games. Like, and those are some of them. I really like, keep on thinking about Thimbleweed Park, which is basically a murder mystery.
Yeah. If this had come out when I was a teenager, this would have been just,
this is
everything
like
Teen Megan would have wanted in a video
game.
Well,
yeah, I know. Vampires.
Yeah, it's way up there. It's
medical
cool.
Mystery, Dr. Holmes vampire.
Dr. House. We've been watching Dr. a lot House. Of House on our off time, too.
But Jonathan Reed is so much nicer than House. He's not like House at all.
It's true, and he can actually eat his patients that annoy him.
Oh, wow. He wouldn't, though, because he's so nice. Except for the bad ones. But, yeah.
And you know what else is really neat about this game? Because I'm going to segue quite elegantly.
What?
This game does not make me want to become a vampire.
Yes, it does. Makes me want to become a vampire. No, I'm just joking. I don't want to be a vampire.
Anyway.
Anyway.
If you've been following the news lately, video games have been brought back up into the whole causing violence thing again.
Well, yeah, I was like, I want to preface this with, we are going to be talking about some serious things, including the recent shootings in the States, just because this is, it is an unfortunate full circle, and it's well, it's not a full circle, but we've come back to the point where we're blaming video games again for the violence of people when, you know, here's the thing. Me and Megan play a lot of video games.
We play a lot of rather violent video games, I'm going to add as
like,
well.
And I've said multiple times, the Far Cry series is one of my favorite games. I really like the Tomb Raider reboot, the Saints Row. All of these games have some sort of violence in them. There's blood. There's shooting, there's guns.
And I'm going to point out that you and I have been playing video games for most of our lives.
Yes, yes.
For a long time, since an impressionable age.
Yes.
The most it's done for me is stunted some of my social standing. It has not done anything to instigate me wanting to...
Yes, and well, and this is not to say like that we are the only people. Like there's obviously millions of video game players who do not, you know, go out and enact terrible things. This is, and it's really foolish and harmful to blame stuff like this. And it's not to say that media doesn't influence us, because 100% it does.
Oh yeah, like, no doubt about it.
But the thing is, when we talk about stuff like this, and when we focus on something like video games, which have been a target in the past for things like shootings, and that these are the things that provoke or lead people to become violent or believe that, you know, guns are okay. I, for one, can tell you very simply that no, this isn't true. Video games do not make you violent. That is not how it works. You playing a video game is not going to lead to it. For those of you who don't, like, I've never shot someone. I can say this with, like, 100% sincerity. I've also played a lot of video games, some violent, some not. But the fact that I've played them, the fact that I play video games shouldn't have anything to do with the fact that somebody, you know, did these things. Like, They are two separate things.
Completely different.
They don't correlate. You know, the correlation could be that someone who did this did play video games, but that's where it ends. Yeah.
So, yeah, this is something that's always... We talk about a lot between the two of us, how...
It's full of...
Video games seem to be the scapegoat for a lot of other social issues that people don't seem to want to talk about, or if they're talking about it, they're not talking about it in the right way.
Oh, yeah.
Especially politicians.
Yes.
This has been something that politicians have tried to stand behind a lot, is video games cause a lot of this violence.
And, like, specifically...
And if I come into power, I am going to make measures to get rid of or control them more.
And video games do already have a rating system. They do.
Same as TV and movies.
Yep.
And music. Music gets this as well.
Yep.
It's the ESRB rating here in North America.
Yeah, there's another, I think, PAL, or I don't know what it is in Europe. But anyways, everybody has one. They do. 100% there are games that, you know, are above that or below that, but they, you know, primarily aren't sought after or sold. Like, they aren't available for public consumption, usually. But
and
that is...
They
still don't make people shoot other people. That's
and a lot
not
of the most
works.
Mature video games, most aggressive or lewd, I guess, are controlled so that an adult needs to buy these games with an identification.
Yes.
In order to get them and consume them.
And regardless, that's not even the point, because video games don't cause, like, you can have them. That's the thing. These don't need to be, they're already regulated. They're already sort of, like, the only thing I want to see video games regulated for is, like, loot boxes. I want microtransactions to be seen as gambling, you know, like, I want that to be put into law. Sure, cool, done. Because that's an incredibly detrimental thing. It's proven But
science has actually proven this one, guys.
Yes, science. Yes, it's linked to gambling. But the thing is, like, things like, you know, for specifically something like Walmart, who pulled their, and I will say, it is possibly that they did this because they don't want to have triggering images of shootings available. But they pulled their violent imagery of video games from their stock, but still have guns available for purchase.
In the States.
In the States. Obviously, this is not in Canada. We can't buy guns at Walmart here, I don't believe, or I've never tried. So,
well, there have been measures in the last few years that have made that much more difficult to do.
Yeah.
Because we do have far stricter gun control laws here in Canada. You can still, with licensing and with classes, be able to own a firearm. Mm-hmm. But these don't exist down south where the El Paso shooting occurred.
Yeah.
And the fact that they are blaming video games for this is ridiculous.
Yeah, and not the guns. Yeah. And once again, I'm sort of fine with this sort of censorship of image where it's like possibly you don't want to see this imagery. I'm fine with that.
There shouldn't probably not be any of that imagery to begin with.
Yeah. Granted. But I would also say then we should be also covering up gun racks. We should be covering up the gun selection. Like it should be how tobacco is maybe utilized where, you know, you can't see it in Canada, I guess. I don't know.
And it's not marketed specifically to kids.
Yeah.
Is another big thing is that what little we see of tobacco advertising has to be not in the bright, colorful, kid-friendly colors of mascots that we used to see in the 90s.
True. It is very frustrating because, once again, there isn't really proof that video games do cause like people to, there isn't even in fact, like as far as this has gone back to as far as the Columbine shootings, where video games once again were blamed.
Mm-hmm.
But once like the weirdest, but what this seems to be come down to is a lot of like white nationalism rhetoric. Like that's sort of what it's not. Video games did this. It's I hate brown people, immigrants, etc. That's what it has boiled down to. It's not mental illness. It's not video games. And by blaming these two things or putting like the spotlight on these are the things that did this, it's detrimental to both of those things. Like I don't necessarily like disbelieve that video games should be regulated by law. Once again, microtransactions, I'm down for. I don't want those.
Gambling laws. We have gambling laws for reasons there.
Yeah, I don't want those. Get them out. But there is no proof that, you know, this, by putting, anyway, like, even though this is in the States, this could have repercussions for everyone video game wise. Like, and I'm not going to say that stuff is going to happen because I don't think it will, because I think most people are smart enough. Most people who are around video games and know about video games and know, say, the psychology of video games know that they don't make you violent. Like, if anything, they make you pay more money for things that you don't need because they can tap into, you know, that need, that fear of missing out and stuff, right?
Right.
And, you know, kids need the latest Fortnite skins or else they won't be cool. But, like, that's what video games do. Or, you know, make us happy, frustrated. But video games don't cause people to go in and buy guns and then use those guns to kill people. That's not how it works, okay?
Thank you. So, there's just, we keep seeing in the news a lot. It's getting very frustrating to see. And it's coming back again.
Important.
And you know what? Before we had video games, do you know what they used to blame this on? Was rock music.
Yeah.
It used to be the thing that you blamed all the violent actions on because people would hear lyrics and interpret lyrics a certain way.
The devil sang it.
Yes. And that's not true either.
Yeah.
It's
an easy thing to scapegoat because, like, obviously, there are people like us who realize that, no, video games don't do this. We, once again, We play video games from a very young age, and
we're both functioning adults now.
Yeah, I was like, we
jobs
have,
and rent and
yay
and like, things that depend on us.
Ugh. But yeah, we've never done it. I have like a good say 20 friends who play video games that have never done anything violent.
I have never met a video game player who has been violent. I have never ever met anybody who has taken a violent message from a video game.
Yeah, other than unless it
they've gotten a little keen on it.
Yeah.
And they may have lost a lot of sleep because they stayed up till 3 a.m. playing it.
Yeah.
If not later.
Like, to be honest, more than not, video games have either just made me feel like, oh, they could have done this better, or incredibly emotional. Like, I really enjoyed this. Like, I'm crying. I feel things in my heart. You know, like, that's usually the emotions that video games evoke in me rather than like a murderous rage, right? Like, I could say that for maybe what is that one game, Getting Over It with Benny Fought? Like, you know what?
Yeah.
That game could make you pretty angry, but it's one of those games where you just like, you don't actually have to beat it because there's no point in it. Like, I'm just letting you know that right
now.
I'm
watching a lot of people playing Getting Over It, and it's just frustrating to watch, never mind play.
Yes. If you haven't seen it, it's pretty. I would just Google it. Just check it out because it's terrible.
And don't ride the snake.
Yeah, don't check it. But yeah, so yeah, there are games that probably make you upset and mad for, you know, reasons, probably maybe game mechanics, but not to the point that you're like, yes, I love healing, therefore I'm going to do it in real life now. That's not, it's just,
unless you can come to me with a scientific paper that proves that this is an actual danger.
Yeah.
Then no, this is a call to action for you to put in some regulations on the things that do hurt people.
Yeah. And it just, once again, it's upsetting because it does hinder art, basically. Like this, we've already seen it with certain movies have already been not canceled, but pushed back because of this, which so what it's weird that, you know, media is taking the brunt of this, where like what should be taking the brunt of this with guns, right?
Yeah.
Guns should be the one who we're focusing on, not movies or not video games. Like it feels very much an easy way to be like, oh, that guy did it, when the guy with the knife is over there, right?
That guy talked about a knife once.
Yeah, I saw him using a butter knife on some bread. Yeah, it's just, obviously, think about things for yourself, do your research, but it
and
is...
And if you're a concerned parent, look at the ESRB ratings.
Yeah.
Look at those and make your own decisions on...
Like, there are a 1,000,010 YouTube review videos on every single video game, and they will tell you, you know, what's in it, if there's some blood violence, like, and if it's an M or if it's a, what, I don't remember what the other one, a T16.
T for teens, guys.
Yeah. Then, you know, obey it. You should follow it. Like, and if you are worried about that, because.
E for everybody.
Yeah. Because there are ways you can do it. Obviously, you know, I'm going to say, obviously, kids are sneaky and smart. I get it. But there are ways that, you know, you can inform them that this is, you know, not real life. This is...
Talk to your kids.
Yeah,
talk
right?
to your kids about real life situations.
Yeah. And that, yeah, obviously, the video game, like, if you're worried about it. Once again, me not worried, because I do believe that most kids can tell the difference and are not, yeah, in... Once again, the only thing that is predatory in video games is microtransactions, like, and the loot boxes and all and the gambling. That's
so
what
bad.
It is. Like, if we're mad about video games, we should be mad about that in particular. Okay, that's it.
Cool.
That's the video game rant.
So we talked about a lighter dark thing, and we talked about a heavier dark thing that's going on in the video game world. And next week we'll come back with some lighter material, I hope.
Probably.
Yeah, probably. Well,
maybe.
We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
see what happens, cries.
Well, I'm going to check out Pokemon Masters, because I just downloaded that, and I want to play me some Pokemon.
Ew.
No, you love Pokemon as much as I do, and you know it.
True.
All right, everybody, that's everything we got for you for this week. Keep slacking.
Bye.